T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
And it was peaceful, with looting last night kept to a minimum.
The mayor and governor go at it over bringing in the National Guard.
That is a dangerous scenario.
My option is to displace the mayor of New York City.
I'm Marla Diamond.
What is Antifa? And has that group really been the driving force behind the violence and looting? We'll take a look at that. There may be changes in how we get around, as we'll hear from Joe Connolly.
James Dolan condemns racism in a follow-up email to MSG staff. Through our actions, we define who we are. This is Brad Heller.
And racing returns at Belmont Park today, the field led by a horse named Fauci.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. We've got a Wednesday, and it's bright, at least where I am. Still raining in much of the area, June the 3rd, and we are looking forward to a better day today with the weather, with warmer temperatures, maybe some storms, though, and also a better day overall. But after a terrible night on Monday, the NYPD, called out by Governor Cuomo for not doing their job, had something to prove Tuesday, that they could keep the peace and rein in the looters. And they did, with an assist from Mother Nature and the 8 p.m. curfew. Those who smashed and grabbed the night before may get knocks on their doors as police work to track them down. Sean Adams is live with details about the overnight vandalism and the search for the vandals. Sean.
Well, this is all going to be put under the microscope today, but preliminarily we can tell you these things. Fewer arrests overnight, smaller pockets of damage, apparently less looting. It appears the earlier curfew and the increased police presence took the wind out of the sails of the troublemakers. Peaceful protests extended past the 8 p.m. curfew last night, with police standing by guiding those protesters and urging them to go home. So we had plenty of peaceful protesting yesterday. What happened afterward was less than what we've seen previous nights. I've been driving around Manhattan this morning. I have seen sporadic evidence of looting, freshly shattered glass in Midtown, Soho, the Village. Here at Astor Place now, I can tell you the large plate glass windows at the Starbucks. This is a prominent location right at Astor Place. Those windows, several of them have been smashed. Police report about 280 arrests overnight. There were 700 arrests the night before when looters pillaged Macy's, Herald Square, and Fordham Road in the Bronx. So that shows you there's a big decrease. Now, to track down those organized gangs of burglars that we've been hearing about, who use spotters and getaway vehicles and power tools to cut through metal grates and to get into stores and to take what they want, police, they're going after them. They're using license plate scanners and surveillance video. Live on Astor Place, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Just before midnight, President Trump tweeted that New York City is totally out of control and says city police will need additional help to put down rioting now. Marla Diamond has more on the question of bringing in armed paramilitary troops to New York City. Marla.
Yeah, heavily armed troops and tanks. Mayor de Blasio says New York City doesn't need that.
If you bring outside armed forces into an equation that they are not trained for, people who can be very, very unnerved by the dynamics that our police officers have learned to work with and deal with, That is a dangerous scenario.
Governor Cuomo disagreed, saying Tuesday he could displace the mayor, but he added he doesn't think we're at that point. PBA President Pat Lynch slammed the mayor for taking a light touch and the governor for suggesting the NYPD isn't up to the task.
It's disgraceful that we're even having a discussion about bringing the National Guard into New York City. We have the resources, the personnel, and the equipment and the professionalism to do the job.
The retailers who've had their stores looted aren't so sure. The owner of a looted camera store in Soho says if the National Guard is available, absolutely 100% bring them in. Wayne?
And we'll hear more about the police defense of their own practices, and we'll hear from the mayor as well just ahead. But right now, we want to check in with Joe Connolly. Stock futures are indicating a higher opening, but Joe, there may be some changes in how we get around.
Wayne, the head of one large company said the other day, when city businesses reopen, the biggest health problem may be getting people to and from work. The Times asked, can 8 million riders be lured back to the subway? The answer is, it may take some time. Active memberships on Citibike have surged to a record high the last few months. The Fioris in Queens say they may buy a car to avoid taking the subway in from Queens. Spot Hero says demand for parking in the city has already started increasing. Traffic could increase in the suburbs, too, if people avoid trains. But the MTA says it will resume full regular service next Monday when city businesses just begin to reopen. They will, for a while, ask businesses to stagger work hours when more businesses open so that they can increase social distancing as much as possible on the subway.
Joe, thank you. Two of the more symbolic places where the protesters set up yesterday were at the Trump International Hotel at Columbus Circle and Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. A loudspeaker there outside Trump Tower played the voice of Dr. King, the father of peaceful resistance. And while we look at the question of resistance, what is Antifa, and has that group really been the driving force behind the violence and the looting and racial justice protests? Are white supremacist groups infiltrating protesters? Are the looters organized? Fran Townsend is a former Homeland Security Advisor to President George W. Bush and CBS News National Security Analyst.
We've heard from law enforcement officials in Minneapolis that they believe that white supremacists have been agitating and inciting the protests to violence and riots. And in New York, Deputy Police Commissioner John Miller said that there is evidence of anti-government groups like Antifa being behind sort of inciting the groups to riots and looting. They clearly have law enforcement, legally authorized surveillances up, trying to get to the bottom of this. And so, you know, that's things like Signal and WhatsApp and Wicker. They clearly have some surveillance that's giving them an indication of how this is getting started.
And in the middle of what was clearly a better night in New York City, the mayor went on with Chris Cuomo on CNN and shared some thoughts about his own children informing him on the situation. And we'll hear about that straight ahead on WCBS.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Now in the Morning News Roundup, the weather day ahead. And Craig Allen, the rain that probably helped keep down the looting last night might come back tonight.
I think we have some pretty strong shower thunderstorms that'll be in the area for late today and into the first part of the night tonight. And that's because it's going to be a very warm, humid afternoon here. 84 to 88 for this afternoon. Now that the thunderstorms from last night have all passed offshore, we get some sunshine. And I would say after 2 or 3 o'clock or so, the threat for thunderstorms does start to go back up. And a few strong ones will be around into the first part of the night. Probably all done by midnight, low 64 to 68. Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds. Very warm, a little bit less humid tomorrow. But there could be another thunderstorm late day or Thursday night, and highs will be in the middle 80s. Right now, 61, humidity still up at 97% from the rain, and the wind is southwest at 9.
Well, we're waiting to see how various sports entities weigh in on the social questions of our time right now. And Brad Heller's here with the latest on that. Brad?
Well, good morning, Wayne. There was enough pushback from James Dolan's first email to MSG staff. He tried again yesterday to explain why no public statement on the death of George Floyd. Dolan writes, "Let me be clear. We vehemently condemn and reject racism against anyone period. Dolan calls it a very difficult issue with no easy answers. He says, we start with ourselves, and through our actions, we define who we are. Knicks players were reportedly furious with Dolan's silence. His initial email to staff said he wasn't more qualified than anyone else to offer an opinion on social matters. Now, the team's official Instagram account did post for Blackout Tuesday yesterday. The post says that that was after a meeting with employees. Mets first baseman Pete Alonso also posted for Blackout Tuesday, and then he responded to a follower that commented, all lives matter. Alonso's response, get out of here with that ignorance. Of course, everybody's life matters, but we're focusing on the widespread racism in our country right now. And we heard from Saquon Barkley yesterday as well. The Giants running back posted a Photoshop picture of himself on Instagram wearing a black I Can't Breathe jersey. So, Wayne, these players continue to use their social platforms to make themselves heard.
Thank you, Brad. Well, we have also sports news about a two-year-old colt named Fauci. Fauci will be in the field today when they resume racing at Belmont Park. Third race, post time 2:33, and Fauci is the favorite in a field of six. Much brighter morning now on this Wednesday. It's the 3rd of June, and good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot. Three things to know on the WCBS Morning News Roundup this morning. Police reforms are already happening. New Jersey will overhaul its police use of force guidelines. This is the State Attorney General, Gerbier Gayroll.
By July 1st, we will begin opening up the database to police departments across the state so they can report and we can more effectively track the use of force by officers across New Jersey.
The second thing, as many as 10 New York City police officers shot and killed a shooting suspect last night at the Kingsborough houses in Brooklyn. They say he had a gun and refused to drop it. Chief of Department Terrence Monahan.
The officers gave orders for the male to drop the weapon for over a minute. That is on body cam and on witnesses' Facebook accounts.
The original shooting victim is recovering in the hospital. A third thing, that voice you just heard there, Chief Monahan, the top uniformed member of the force, says that he slept for only about 3 hours since the fifth night of this protest in New York and that his cops have been giving their blood. He told the Post, our guys are tired, they're bleeding, everyone's walking around cut up, but they're out there again. He said just about all the people they arrest will be back on the street tonight because of bail reform. The mayor on CNN with Chris Cuomo last night.
This early curfew has made a big difference. Everywhere I'm going, streets are much more empty, huge amount of NYPD presence. We have Uber and Lyft and Via closed down because, bluntly, looters were using them. We've limited traffic below 96th Street in Manhattan to knock the looters off their game. It's a small group, Chris. It was hundreds of people, thousands, maybe a few thousand, who were there, trained criminals in many cases. And that group must be disrupted. And so far, it's been a good night.
That good night would continue after the interview, which he closed by talking about what he has learned at home from his children, who are half Caucasian, half African American.
When I say to them, hey, we got rid of stop and frisk in the city. We got body cameras on every officer. We put neighborhood policing into place. The officers are actually working with communities, listening to communities. We got the Cure Violence movement, Chris. Community people, some of whom once were on the wrong side of the law, now that are peacemakers, violence interrupters. All of this we've been making happen in this city. And when I talk to my kids about it, they see all that as real progress. But they also tell me you're not going far enough. And they want to see more. And they push me to go farther, and especially on the question of faster discipline for officers and making sure that the very few officers who shouldn't be on the force are not on the force. Why don't we have this conversation not as, you know, different sides and not from a negative kind of tribal perspective, but as human beings, as Americans trying to work it through? Because these things are not impossible to work through. 7 years ago, before I was mayor, stop and frisk, tons of tension between police and community. Today, a lot better, notwithstanding what we've gone through these last few days. So change can happen, and it must happen. And you're right. If the protesters say you're not hearing us, you need to see something more has to happen, we should respect that, learn from it, and act on it.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com. and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.